In Afghanistan today, a suicide bomber walked into a crowded dogfighting arena in the southern city of Kandahar and killed at least 80 people. The suicide attack is being blamed on the Taliban. It's the worst in Afghanistan's troubled history. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kandahar, and she joins me now. Soraya, what's the scene in the city?
Well, the mood is pretty grim. Many Kandaharis attended funerals across the region, inside the city and outside in various districts, basically for these victims. And the city is a lot quieter than it was earlier in the day when ambulances, trucks, and anything with wheels, basically, were carrying the wounded and dead to the main hospital. Back at the dogfight arena where the blast occurred, police were guarding the bloody shoes, prayer caps, and picnic mats that were left behind for most of the day. And at the same time, police tightened checkpoints in and around the city, so it was actually difficult to move around as well.
You said that people were attending funerals today. Do they move that quickly from suicide attack to funeral in the same day?
Well, under Islamic law, they have to bury people within 24 hours. And so they try to bury them the same day by the time the sun goes down. And in this case, they were able to do that. In fact, part of the reason we're having such a hard time trying to figure out exactly how many people were killed is because a lot of people carried off the bodies from the actual blast site. They never made it to the hospital or someplace where they could be counted officially.
So the families just took the bodies and took them home to bury them.
Exactly.
Soraya, do we know who this bomber was targeting or what the bomber's intentions were?
It was a single bomber, and everybody from the government on down to your average Kandahari on the street is blaming the Taliban for this. And that is because the target was a major tribal elder by the name of Abdul Hakim John. At least it appeared to be this gentleman. He was the most significant person there. And he had basically declared war on the Taliban, saying that he just did not approve of what they were doing. As a result, the government here had rewarded him by making him an auxiliary police commander. And that basically is like having a local militia that works and operates with government approval. And so given the fact that he was there and he seemed to be the target, it's pretty clear the Taliban were responsible.
I know the Taliban often acknowledges its responsibility behind suicide attacks. Has it acknowledged it behind this attack?
No, in this case, they've actually denied it, but they often do deny it when we're talking about a number of civilian casualties like we're seeing here. In this case, also because they went after this particular gentleman, Abdul Hakim John, there's also fear of tribal retaliation. And so at this point, they are saying they had nothing to do with it. But if this had been somebody else, let's say a rival tribe that was going after him or a tribal leader, they wouldn't have gone after Abdul Hakim John in such a public venue.
Why do that? Why target him in a public place?
Well, in one sense, he's very difficult to get to. I mean, he's surrounded by this auxiliary police force, basically this militia, and it's not like he's out on the street every day. They basically took their shot. At the same time, by doing this, by causing so many civilian casualties, they're able to shake local Kandaharis up and make them feel as if this government can't protect civilians.
And so, Soraya, where does that leave this city of Kandahar?
Well, the Kandaharis are really worried that without Hakim John, that his strategic district north of the city will soon be overrun by Taliban fighters. And so but not having this man there anymore and basically having no barrier to them creates a scenario where the Taliban fighters could move in, and this in turn would give them easier access to key targets in Kandahar, like the airport where Canadian troops are based, or even the governor's palace.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kandahar.